writing and painting. During the Peninsular War, 1808-1814, both writing and painting played crucial roles in the documentation, communication, propaganda and morale of combatants and civilians. The Battle of La Albuera, in particular, is a significant example of how these art forms contributed to the perception and legacy of the conflict. At this time, the tools used for writing were essential for military communication, as well as for documentation and propaganda. The main writing tools included quill. Primarily made of fowl, the quill was the standard tool for writing. Pens were sharpened regularly to maintain a proper point for writing. Inkwell. Contained the ink, usually made from iron and gill, which was used with the quill. It was an essential accessory on any desk. Sinker. Used to sprinkle fine sand over freshly written ink to dry it quickly and prevent smudging. Nib holder. A handle into which the quills were inserted, allowing for more comfortable and prolonged use of the pen. Plombagina. A precursor to the modern pencil made from a mixture of graphite and clay. It was perfected by Nicolas Jacques Conté, whose invention in 1795 revolutionized writing by providing a durable and practical alternative to the quill. Writing played a vital role during the Spanish War of Independence. Not only did it facilitate tactical and strategic communication between commanders and their troops, but it was also crucial for propaganda and morale. Communication and military strategy. Writing was essential for the planning and execution of military strategy. Commanders used written orders to coordinate troop movements and attacks, which was vital on a chaotic and extensive battlefield. Letters and dispatches allowed communication between different units and with allied leaders, ensuring effective cooperation between British, Portuguese, and Spanish forces. Propaganda and morale. Writing served as a powerful tool for propaganda and for maintaining the morale of troops and the civilian population. War bulletins, proclamations and other writings were used to report victories, glorify the sacrifice and courage of soldiers, and motivate resistance against Napoleonic forces. These writings fostered a sense of national identity and resistance to French occupation. Documentation and recording, written accounts of battles such as La Albuera, are fundamental to historiography. Diaries, letters and reports provided contemporaneous records of events, offering personal perspectives and details not found in official summaries. These documents are valuable to historians seeking to understand both the outcome of battles and the human experiences of the participants. Personal communication. For individuals at the front, writing was an avenue of connection with loved ones. Letters sent home offered comfort to both those on the battlefield and their families, providing a means of expressing hopes, fears, and love. These personal communications helped keep soldiers' spirits up and reminded them why they were fighting. George Gordon Byron, known as Lord Byron, was a poet of the British Romantic movement and a revolutionary. His poem Childe Harold's Pilgrimage includes a stanza dedicated to the Battle of La Albuera. Byron had passed through La Albuera in 1809, and when he heard of the battle, he evoked his experience in these verses. This work is a reflection of how the war and its scenarios had a profound impact on the literature of the time. We leave you with the poem.
O Albuera, glorious field of grief, as o'er thy plain the pilgrim pricked his steed, who could foresee thee in a space so brief, a scene where mingling foes should boast and bleed? Peace to perished, may the warrero's meed and tears of triumph their reward prolong, till others fall where others' chieftains lead. Thy names shall circles round the gaping throng and shine in worthless lays, the theme of transient song.
Battle painting specialised in the depiction of military conflicts and was of great artistic and propagandistic value. Battles were events of great dramatic force, and their depiction on canvas was like a photogram capturing a decisive moment in history. Francisco de Goya was a painter who was inspired by war for many of his works. His series, The Disasters of War, is a powerful depiction of the horrors of conflict. These engravings have served as inspiration for modern-day reenactors of the Battle of La Albuera to depict these historic moments. Goya captured the rawness and humanity of the war, offering a harrowing and realistic perspective of its effects. Here are some notable examples. The 3rd East Kent British Regiment, the Buffs defending their flag, William Barnes Wolan, Marshal Soult, Dalmati, map of the Battle of La Albuera, William Napier, Marshal Beresford disarming a Polish lancer at the Battle of La Albuera, T. Sutherland, deployment of forces at 10 a.m. in the Battle of La Albuera, Charles Oman, steady the drums and fifes, Lady Elizabeth Butler, surviving British officers toasting after the battle, Fortunio Matania. These paintings not only captured specific moments of combat, but also helped to immortalise the heroes and events in the collective memory, offering a visual reminder of the soldiers' bravery and sacrifice. In short, writing and painting during the Spanish War of Independence were essential tools for documenting, communicating and preserving the history and experiences of the period. Authors such as Lord Byron and artists such as Goya played crucial roles in the way we remember these events, and their works continue to inspire and educate today's generations. The writing tools of the time, such as the quill, inkwell and pen, along with the innovations of figures such as Nicolas-Jacques Conte, made the creation and preservation of these important historical documents possible.